This morning's scripture text is from 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place on this earth of our Lord Jesus Christ, brothers, both their Lord and ours, grace to you and peace from our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace that God has been given in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in Christ, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gifts as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By God you are called into fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of God for the people of God. So, this is Paul talking about the faith of God for this church in Corinth on this very, very formal introduction to this letter. Faith can be defined in a lot of different ways, and some of Webster's definitions are steadfast in affection or allegiance, firm in adherence to promises or in observations of duty, given with strong assurance, or finally, true facts set to a standard or an original. For me, one of the most interesting things is not these definitions as such, but the way that Webster then clarifies these definitions by outlining a relationship to each one. So faith, as in steadfast affection or allegiance, is the faith of a loyal friend. Or faith in firm adherence to promises or in observations of duty is faith as in a faithful employee who does their work dutifully and does their work with meaning. Or faith given with strong assurance is that of a faithful promise, a promise that is upheld by two parties, one acting in confidence, the other acting on the faith of that friend who is taking the confidence. Or finally, true facts set to a standard or original, as in a faithful copy, as our Bibles are faithful copies of the faith of the people who have come before us and their interpretations of God and their interpretations of how God has called them to live their lives, of their covenant with God, of their understanding of the faithfulness that God had for them and their faithfulness in God to truly transform this world. There is truly little that separates us from God. We firmly believe in our fully triune God, our God that is up in heaven, our God that came to live among us in Jesus and showed us a godly life, and also the Spirit that is omnipresent, that is always with us, that walks with us every day of our lives. God is in our space. God is with us when we are gathered two or more in a space. God is with us when we are alone in prayer and meditation. God is faithful to us in presence. God is faithful to us in how we look to friendship, whether it be in Jesus or in interactions with others. God is faithful to us by giving us traditions and texts that allow us to seek God and to grow closer to God. In this letter to the Corinthians, Paul immediately follows this section where he's formally introducing himself with the grace of God and claiming the grace of God amongst all the people. As soon as that introduction is over, he goes into addressing divisions within the church and the people. But it is not without understanding that before we talk about divisions, we talk about how God is among all of us, not just the people of Corinth, not just the people here in Saratoga Springs, but this is a God for all. This is a God for all that transcends any quibbles we may have and seeks for a universal goal for the world of righteousness and peace and just relations of love amongst all people. This is a God that promises to give us all that we need through our understanding of Jesus and our understanding of this God. By understanding that this God is with us and is providing for us, we needn't quarrel. We needn't draw divisions, but rather we need to act like saints. We need to have our hearts filled with the love and mercy of God that allows us to transcend our arguments and look to the other person as a child of God, created wholly good. We do a pretty good job of that in this church, I feel. We are an amazing witness as the hands and feet of Jesus in the world. And we extend God's grace and mercy to everyone who comes through these doors, to everyone who we encounter on mission, and to everyone who we send aid to through Heifer and so many other organizations that this church participates in. We both act on the love of God. We witness it in our lives. We are very much the saints that Paul calls us to be in this introduction. In the psalm that we read, we go on to see other ways in which God interacts with us in our lives. The patience God has as we wait, the patience God has as God waits for us to call on God and to seek God's assurance in our lives or to seek God's presence in our meditation and prayer. It also calls on us to make God our sight in this world and to seek God in every interaction we have and in every word that we say. One of the lines that struck me particularly is, when I find it, should have underlined that better. You have multiplied, O my God, your wondrous deeds, your thoughts towards us. None can compare to you. God multiplies in us the faith that God seeks for us, and all through that. Paul reminds us that faith in God is not always clean and neat, but it is something that must be worked on. It is something we work on every time we come to worship together. It is something we work on every time we experience mission in the world. It is something that is to be strived for and maintained as much as any relationship in work, in family, in friendship. Faith is not an easy thing, nor is any covenant, but it is something that must be tended and maintained and nurtured as a garden, as a building, as anything we put our effort and our attention towards. The faith that we put in God is multiplied and given back in the faith that God has in us as we are created lovingly in God's image and is multiplied through our relationship with God through Christ, through understanding the teachings of God and seeing how God relates to us through that physical manifestation of God in the world. We seek to be followers of Christ. We seek to be saints that Paul calls us to be in his opening of the letter. And it seeks us to be of one mind for justice and love in this world above all else.